Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You see, the all-star teams were announced. Look at all these players, like in the AL. Wander Franco was blown off. Can you believe that? They got Yandy Diaz in and Randy Land, Pharrell Arena, your boy Arozarena in the outfield, and Dirty Harry McClanahan made the pitching staff, but he just got put on the IL with a back problem, so he's not going to pitch in the All-Star game in Seattle. Franco has a 286, 347, 463 slash line, 26 stolen bases, and you can't even explain to me how that guy didn't make the All-Star team. Matt Chapman didn't make it either from Toronto, but Bo Bichette made it as a reserve, and Vladdy made it. So did Whit Merrifield. The guy can flat out hit. Chapman did way better than Merrifield and Guerrero, but they blew him off. Seattle got Luis Castillo in. You would have thought George Kirby would have made it. Baltimore got reliever Yennier Cano in. He's been one of the best relievers this season in baseball. A 1.12 ERA. Zero home runs allowed against almost 150 batters faced. And he's not even their closer. Felix Bautista is. Your boy Fernando Tatis got blown off. He's back with the Padres playing in the outfield. Only six NL outfielders were selected. Nine infielders made it. The entire Atlanta infield is going to Seattle. Olsen, Albies, Arcia, Riley, Freeman, and Swanson, former Brave Freeman, former Brave Swanson. They all made it, and the Polar Bear made it as the lone Met on the roster. Pete Alonso is in, and he's going to be in the home run contest. Nick Castellanos is the only Phillies pick. Ketel Marte of the Diamondbacks got blown off. He's one of baseball's best players and doesn't make it. You got to be kidding me. Marte's actually got way better numbers than Albies, who made it. The Marlins got two in, Arise and Soler, the home run hitter. So they'll have 42 first or second time selections, 26 players making their all-star debut. The AL and NL pitchers and reserves were announced Sunday for the game, which is July 11th in Seattle. How about Clayton Kershaw, his 10th appearance, second only to Trout, who was selected to his 11th All-Star game. The other NL pitchers are all first or second time guys, except for Josh Hader, who's in his 5th All-Star game. The Braves are sending 8 guys to the Classic, the most of any team since the 2012 Texas Rangers, and the most of any National League team since the 08 Cubs. Acuña Jr., Arcia, Sean Murphy were elected to the starting lineups by fans, and they joined other teammates voted in by players. Spencer Strider, Bryce Elder, they're both first-timers. I told you before, Olsen, Albies, and Riley, they all made it. Riley said, to have 8 guys, it's awesome. The Rangers have 6 all-stars, 4 starters in the infield. Eovaldi made it by a vote by players to the AL pitching staff. Adolis Garcia was elected as a reserve outfielder. The Dodgers have 5 reps, the 4th straight year they've sent at least 5 to the all-star game. The Cubs are sending 2 starters, Stroman and Justin U.S. Steele. Steele was a league selection. Stroman picked by the players. The NL pitchers are going to be throwing to three first-time All-Stars behind the plate. Will Smith of the Dodgers, Elias Diaz of the Rockies, and Murphy of the Braves. In the AL, the J's and O's lead the list of teams with the most reserves. Four. Gausman made it with Bichette, Guerrero, and Merrifield, as I mentioned before. And then Felix Bautista, Yennier Cano, who I mentioned, Adley Rutschman of the O's, and Austin Hayes all do it as well. Kenley Jansen made it of the Red Sox. Mike Lorenzen of the Tigers. Luis Robert Jr. of the White Sox made it. Every team has to have a player. Salvi Perez of the Royals, his eighth All-Star team. Josiah Gray of the Nats made it as the lone rep. Mitch Helen Keller of the Pirates made it. The Mets, as I mentioned, just the polar bear. How about your boy Helen Keller, 27-year-old righty, became an All-Star in his fifth season. 2 years ago, he was pitching in the minors. Keller said, "Them having the most confidence in me the last two or three years is a really cool thing, and everyone's sticking with me and showing me their support and giving me their love. It's been awesome." Starters were announced earlier in the week with the top vote getters in each league, Otani and Acuna. Otani, the two-way star, he's in the All-Star game for the third straight year. Elected to the pitching staff by players 10 days after the fans voted him as the DH. He's the only two-way All-Star in Major League history. I did want to go back and talk about the Braves. Ozzie Albies hit a two-run homer in the fifth inning to give the Braves the lead, and they came back to beat the Marlins 6-3 for their 16th win in 17 games. It is absolutely crazy what they're doing. Strider pitched. He says it just gives you confidence. You don't have to be perfect. The Braves outscored the Marlins 29-7 in a three-game sweep. Strider said, "Having an offense like we do should make you more confident. It's unbelievable what our offense is capable of doing. Like today, we fell behind, but I just knew if I could keep us in the game long enough, we're going to come through, and we did." The Braves won their eighth straight to extend their lead over the Marlins in the East in 9 games. Atlanta has won 10 in a row at home. In 23 of 26 games overall. That is nuts. Strider said it's huge. It's still early, but they're all big games. We try to show up every game and try to just kind of be as level-headed as we can. We kind of think of the first half as practice for the second half anyway. We like where we are, and we're doing a good job of treating each day as its like own certain task. Darnell, a two-run homer off Nardi in the eighth, extended the lead to 3 runs. That's what they won by. Arise hit 2 hits for the Marlins. He's hitting .389 now. Strider struck out 9 while allowing 6 hits and 3 runs, 2 earned and 6 2/3. Your boy, don't call me Julio Iglesias, pitched a perfect 9th for his 14th save and 16 chances. Their 23-3 stretch includes 9 straight series wins against Cincy, Minnesota, Arizona, and the Mets. The Marlins came in off of sweeping Boston before they fell to 1-9 this season against Atlanta. The bottom line is the Braves kick everyone's ass. Alcantara allowed 4 runs on 5 hits and 2 walks in 5 innings. The Cy Young winner from last year is ERA now at 4.93. He's 0-2 against the Braves this season. Acuna's second to Arise in the batting race. He had 2 hits. He's hitting .336. Acuna stole 2 bases, giving him a career-best 39. He had 37 steals in 2019. Braxton Garrett of the Marlins will face Miles Mikolas and the Cards tonight in Miami. The Braves open up a 3-game series in Cleveland. Bryce Elder, who's 6-2 with a 2.44 ERA, puts his ERA lead in the NL on the line against righty Gavin Williams, who has no wins but a nice little 2.84 ERA. How about the Red Sox? Verdugo hits a tie-breaking home run in the ninth inning, and the Red Sox beat the Jays 5-4 to complete the three-game sweep at Rogers in Toronto. So Boston won three straight following a season-long five-game losing streak. They're 7-0 against Toronto this season. After losing 16 of 19 meetings in 22, Boston last won seven straight over Toronto back in 1999. Cora said, the way we played this weekend was fun to watch. Hopefully it's a lesson to everybody here in this group that if we play that way against everybody, we got a chance. How about this, though? With all that success and winning three straight and sweeping and seven straight against Toronto, they're still in last place in the East. They're one game over 500, but they're 13 games back of Tampa. So the Angels had a four-game losing streak. That ended. Ohtani and Trout hit solo shots, and they got it done. They beat Zach Gallen and the Diamondbacks 5-2. Gallen still struck out 12 batters. It was the 30th time in six seasons that Ohtani and Trout have homered in the same game, and the eighth time it's happened this year. The Angels are 21-9 when it happens. They're 7-1 this season when it happens. Phil Nevin said, when Ohtani gets into one, it's fun to watch. It was nice to jump out to a lead. It's nice to see Mike get into one as well. Mickey's at bat was tremendous. Seeing him get into a tie-breaking ball there was a big home run. Mickey Moniak's three-run shot is what he was talking about. The Angels open a three-game series at San Diego tonight. Jaime Barria, 2-3, scheduled to make his 18th appearance and sixth start of the season. The D-backs are off tonight. They start a series at home against the Mets tomorrow night.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.